Crawford County and Village of Ferryville board members recently passed resolutions asking for more information on how hydroelectric turbines affect the environment. A number of companies have expressed interest in generating hydroelectric power at locks and dams on the Mississippi River. In Ferryville's resolution, board members say if potential harm to fish and wildlife is found, they will recommend that the hydroelectric projects not be approved at Lock and Dam 9. Ferryville Clerk Treasurer Larry Kwame says the village heavily relies on annual fishing tourism.
If there's minor issues, I don't think anybody's going to be that concerned. If there's major issues to the fish wildlife in Pool 9, again, it would be just disastrous to the climate here.
Free Flow Power has filed pre-applications for hydroelectric projects on 9 locks and dams on the Upper Mississippi River. It acknowledges that fish can die passing through turbines, but also says more studies are necessary. Free Flow Power Director of Project Development, John Guidros, says they're making sure studies are thorough.
If you look at hydropower, the interesting thing is most environmental impact is caused by the civil infrastructure, the concrete dam.
Free Flow Power is working with U.S. Fish and Wildlife and the Department of Natural Resources to better understand the hydroelectric effects. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.